Have different ideologies. We tend to see things from different perspectives. So, share your views on the sunny side as we make room for philosophical, ethical, and thought-provoking discussions. The Sunny Side, 12 noon to 3 p.m., Monday to Friday, on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Sunny Side, your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Once again, the perfume bar, the person that won one of the vouchers via Instagram yesterday, and Franklin, the person that won via a phone call yesterday on the Sunny Side, a 30,000 Naira courtesy of Hyper City Mall. Please find your way down to Nigeria Info. If you don't know where it is located, you can use your Google map. You know, the Wazobia FM building, the famous Wazobia, that's the same building. So come and pick up your vouchers. And like I said, after trending stories at 1 o'clock, I would give away another voucher today. So hurry, come and collect it. If not, I will use it. I'm not even joking. So as part of our Nigerian Fazeli Christmas giveaway this season, we'll be giving out 12 shopping vouchers worth 30,000 Naira each to our listeners. The shopping vouchers are being sponsored by Hyper City Shopping Mall. I'm supposed to give away 4 on the Sunny Side. I give out 2 yesterday, I'm giving out 1 today. I'll be giving out 1 on Monday. Now, Hyper City is your one-stop market for food, groceries, electronics, home appliances, skincare, phones, and so much more. Their Christmas sales is currently running. You can enjoy huge discounts and save big this holiday season. Hyper City is also now at Turnbull Street by JRA Junction, Port Harcourt, and the same discounts apply. So hurry now and save big this season. Live better with Hyper City, and also do well to follow Hyper City on all social media platforms at Hyper City. Now, that being said, ace comedian Bright Okwocha, popularly known as Basket Mouth, has announced that he and his wife, Elsie Okwocha, have separated after 12 years of marriage. Taking to his Instagram page, Basket Mouth explained, "After much deliberations, my wife and I have made the difficult decision to end our marriage." In his words, "As much as it pains me to bring my personal life to the public space, this is an unavoidable situation. After much deliberations, my wife and I have made this difficult decision to end our marriage. As we move forward separately, we will continue to work together to give our beautiful children all the care, the love, the guidance and support they need. We humbly ask that you respect our privacy and as we navigate through these times, thank you." They got married in 2010 and have 3 children. The youngest was born last year. Surprisingly, what could have possibly gone wrong? If you've been together for 12 years, I mean, why choose to end things? People end things after 1 year and you'll be like, okay, this probably shouldn't have happened in the first place. They end things after 2 years. Okay, maybe they tried to work things out. It didn't work. But 12 whole years. 12 whole years and you choose to end things. Now, we wouldn't sit here and start deliberating on whether or not they should have considered the children or whether or not what could have possibly happened to make them want to part ways. A lot of people have argued that, you know, this westernization thing is causing us a lot of problems. Since westernization became a thing in Nigeria, people have started copying divorce. God hates divorce. Come on. Stay put. Endure. What is that thing that you think that is better outside? Stay there. But if people are to weigh their options, really, is divorce the best and easy way out? One is forced to ask if between fighting for your marriage and divorcing your spouse, which is easier? Now, have spouses on their own lost the zeal to fight for their marriages? Sometimes when our parents tell us tales of how they have managed to stay together, celebrating 30 years anniversary, celebrating 25 years anniversary, celebrating 40 years anniversary, they tell us that it wasn't all rosy, oh. This your father, hell, now God to help my life. This your father has coconut head. A very stubborn man. Ah, this your father showed me shege, oh. This your father will be bringing different men to this... Did I say men? Different women to this house. And anytime they come, I will just give them their way. Ah, see this your father, eh? Hey, there was a time he even went to go and marry another woman I did not know. See this your father, eh? Ha! There was a time he went to pregnant one other lady in Katsina I did not know. See this your mother, eh? It's not like she's the best of women, no. She need a year word. You know, they tell you things. See this your mother, eh? Ah, there was a time she cheated on me, oh. Hey! I almost ran mad. By the end of the day, I chose to forgive. And today, we are here 35 years after. You know, we hear those things and we congratulate them. We even post them on social media, celebrating our parents' marriages. And we only look forward to emulating them. But it's not the same anymore. Right now, if it's not working, Ngwano, leave. Don't force anything. Don't push for anything. It's not your duty to fight. I mean, one person cannot be fighting alone. It takes the two of you to fight. If only one person is fighting, it doesn't make sense. These are different narratives. Hence the questions. Let's hear from you. 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-030-6416. Do well to turn down the volume of your radio sets when you call and be audible so we can hear you. Like I said, you can join the conversation on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH and Twitter and Facebook page Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Oh dear, I'm so sorry we lost that call. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Hello? Anybody home? I'm so sorry we lost our call. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Good afternoon. Compliments of the season to you.
Compliments of the season to you, too. Go ahead.
This is Lion Well from Bonny Island.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you very much.
Mm.
You see, divorce is not the best option. But because man have lost integrity. They don't want to abide by rules and regulation of God. They thought westernization is the best thing so far. But westernization has really come to destroy the concept of man in life. As well, it has also come to teach us some things, the Bible itself. But now, when a teacher teaches you, you have to go in like a different Christian and choose, look inward, whether it is reality. Rather, in Africa, we follow suit without even thinking. Divorce is not the best option. You must suffer in marriage.
Did you say you must suffer in marriage?
Yes, enjoy and suffering. Suffering and smiling.
Interesting.
Yes, nothing good comes easy.
Wow.
It is not a bed of roses.
Hmm.
Yes, that is how it is. God said it. Because you have fallen. Because you allow this to be. This is how it's going to be. It is here in Genesis. Are we going to doubt God? Or are we going to force ourselves to do what is not right?
Hmm.
No, we must follow the concept, the precepts laid down by God, the rules. It is not like that. If Christ has died for us, he did not say we should be sleeping or wide open. When we see fire, we should jump into it. No. We must follow suit. Carry your cross and follow.
All
so
right.
That you must go back to that Garden of Eden.
Okay.
Before. Hello.
I'm with you. I'm very much with you.
I am saying,
yes,
man must learn to endure all. Bring these children together because God said, man and woman must come together.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. So she's made her point. She said, you must suffer in marriage. Nigerian, for a good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead. Hello? What's happening? 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. Nigerian, for a good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. I can barely hear you. I need for you to speak up, please.
Okay. I'm calling from my phone.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
All right. Now, my little question is that, you know, the impact of education on Africans is especially in marriage is that both men and women look at themselves as unequal.
Okay.
The man can provide, the woman can provide, they are both educated.
Mm.
So nobody wants to take the nonsense of the other person for a long time. Like, you know, in the olden days, when only the men were providing, it was easy for a woman to sleep and endure hardship. Hmm. But now a woman can provide, a man can provide. So when there's a little misunderstanding or a little problem, the women can no longer take it because they feel that thing you are giving them, they can provide for themselves.
I see.
And you understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
Yeah, so the impact of education and exposure on Africa, it can be felt especially among married people. Because they no longer want to provide money from their partner because they feel if you can give them money, that if you leave, they can still take care of them. And probably they are working. They can do what that thing that you think you can do for them. Maybe that is what they're giving you their partner to talking to them. But now, like in the UK, women have more rights. Nigeria women these days feel that what the men can do, they can equal to. So they no longer want to tolerate nonsense because in marriage, there are a lot of nonsense. People tolerate it and speak. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand you.
Yes, so, okay. So for that, marriage now, if you look at the rate of divorce now, you can know that it is education.
Okay. All right then. Okay. So a lot of decisions taken to part ways are not usually, for some, not usually hinged on who is the provider and who is not. Most times or sometimes it's a collective decision. For some people, it's the decision to choose to live. For their sanity's sake and their life's sake, it's better I run, stay alive and stay sane than stay put, all in the name of marriage. Like the other caller said, you must suffer in marriage, or God hates divorce, or any other thing you want to use to try to justify the union of marriage and why you would need to stay put as opposed to walking away. Some of the persons choosing to part ways are not really doing well financially. It's not like they have it all. Mm-mm. It's not like they have it all. Others do have it financially, but it's not hinged on, oh, I have money so I can survive on my own. Sometimes it's the men that decide to walk away. For some reason, they feel like, you know what, the love I used to feel for you before, I no longer feel it. And for that reason, I don't see any reason why we should continue to stay together. Or there's another woman outside, or there is another man outside, or there's somebody spinning them. That's how they say it, right? And someone's spinning them outside and they feel like, this one I'm with, it's not doing it for me anymore. So I should just go out and seek happiness. Sometimes people choose to part ways because, imagine the case of Funke Akindele and her, would I say ex-husband now? Okay, JJC. Said their visions and goals were not aligning anymore. And for that reason, they had to part ways. Surprisingly, she's running for deputy governor of Lagos State. So you may want to wonder, what are the visions that are not aligning anymore? Is it the fact that, okay, maybe JJC's skills doesn't feel like his wife should run for the position of a deputy governor, and maybe that's what is not aligning, or maybe there are other things that are not aligning. The details we do not have, and to be honest, I don't think it concerns us what the details are. But what is most important is the zeal. Before now, people used to stay put and fight for their marriages. They suffer, yes, for a while. And in that period of suffering, they are doing battle. It's either they are praying, they are fasting, they are running to this person for counsel, they are running to this person for advice, they are running to this person to say, help me talk to my husband or help me talk to my wife. They are running up and down and they are trying to ensure they make it work. Or they're just enduring, hoping that one day it go better. Now, smarting, you are crazy. Say, and crazy is over. You are mad. And mad is over. You stupid man. You mean stupid man is over. She doesn't have respect. He doesn't have... there's one I don't even want to mention now. People have decided to part ways too, solely because of lack of satisfaction. That is another reason. Hence the questions. Have spouses lost the zeal to fight for their marriages? So much so that they have considered divorce as the easy way out. I have some messages on WhatsApp. Permit me to read them. This one says, it's obviously not the easy way out, but as a hard way out. Divorce may be sometimes necessary. Odoyi Bliss from Alu. Good afternoon. I want to respond to question number two. Divorce is not as worse as death. If a union is formed by the coming together of initially two different individuals who are extremely motivated by their emotions to consummate a marriage, instead of death, it's better for divorce. Some men are worse than the devil. Some women are worse than the devil. Jezebel is an understated personality. I always believe the example of a complex sentence given to me in an English lecture session. A man and a woman remain strangers, however the love that binds them. They are always combatants who belong to different worlds. I once had a sister who once complained of the excesses of her husband that she wants a divorce, but I advise against that. Do you know what? She finally died in that place. I felt I did not do well. Okoroma Godwin Chooks from Irema Community. Who is sending our account number? Denise, good afternoon. Kelly from Port Harcourt. Westernization has got nothing to do with the behaviors of people. People's decision is their choice. We're handing the Bible to Africa. Divorce isn't the best option. When there's irreconcilable difference, couples should use the Bible as their manual. They can separate initially and reconcile back. Reconciliation is forgiveness. It's when the couples can't forgive themselves that it is when they take the divorce as an option, from Her Excellency or Ziggy Zaga. Making marriage work is for both partners, not for one person. Separation or divorce can be permitted if a partner's life is at stake as regards to domestic violence. Okay, this one says, hashtag divorce. It's really a worrying situation. I wonder why it's so high between the celebs. Could it be because of their wealth or too much exposure to life? I be now, Vasabi. Well, now them know. I think it's better than dying in relationship or marriage. See, I'm from Oyibo. You know, the funny thing is that there are people that are not celebrities getting divorced. We don't get to hear of these people because they are not celebrities. Normal human beings like you and I are getting divorced every now and then. Someone says, a lot of married people are becoming too selfish. Until our egos are suppressed, divorce will sadly be a reality in the coming years. DJ from Port Harcourt. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Okay, Facebook people, I'm here for you now. I see a lot of your messages. Let me try to access them so I can read them. Okay. While I sort that out, let's take this one. Nigerian Info, good afternoon.
Hello, ma. Good afternoon. My name is Naomi.
Naomi, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Please, I'd like to win the voucher.
Okay, it's not time to win the voucher, right? Thank you.
I have a plan to present about Christmas.
I haven't said what I haven't given an assignment for winning the voucher, but thank you, Naomi, for calling all the same. Morrison Dukono on Facebook says marriage institution is deeper than what the unmarried thinks. May God give us ability to tolerate our excesses. Mary Isidore says divorce shouldn't be the best option, hence marriage is an institution whereby two imperfect beings are involved. Divorce should only be an option if it involves losing a life. Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Mrs. Wanlu.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
My name is Chief Comrade, I am free.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, you know that it takes to tango.
Yeah.
When husband and wife are together, both parties keep the marriage. And today, when our grandparents were alive, sometimes they marry three, two, and they live very peacefully.
Mm.
But, you know, those days, the women did not ask for 35% affirmation. But today, the woman can do what the man can do it better.
Mm.
You see, sometimes in our families, the women become the breadwinner. And you see that suddenly, where there shouldn't be problem, there is problem. But if the man is the breadwinner, you will see that everything will be going very smoothly. Why is it like that? Sometimes some of the women, they are good. Whether they are the breadwinner or not, they are submissive to their husband. But there are some, why there are a lot of divorce problems here, most of the women are not so much submissive to their husband. And when the woman is not submissive to the husband, definitely there will be a divorce. There will be a buhaha. Always problem. So I'm appealing that the women should learn how to be submissive when you are married. And the men should learn how to love their wives. Because it's biblical. They should be able to do all this. And when the woman is working, the man is working, she should always ensure that see herself that the man is her head. The man is the head. She should not always see herself that she's all and all. No, that always causes a problem for the family. Like this woman has become she's vying for deputy governor. Did she seek for her husband's consent before going for that?
Hold on. Like I said, this whole thing, we don't know the reason behind their, you know, choosing to part ways. And like, it's not what we want to stay here on the sunny side and try to debate. We don't know. We're not in the marriage with them. These are basically, it was just an instance, okay? Sometimes visions do not align. A man can be okay with a woman being at a particular level until she aspires to be more. And then he sees it as a threat. And he says, if you're going to be more than you are currently, I don't think I want to deal with this. Okay, not many men. I don't know if you follow Chat Station. There was a time I used to anchor Chat Station. And one of the questions I asked, or one of the conversations we had on Chat Station, was whether men were intimidated by highly successful women. And a lot of men called and said they don't want their women to be successful. Like, they should just stay normal the way they are. If they manage to go to school, fine. Let it be that they went to school. So if they say they want to aspire to have a master's, a PhD, own a company, own a business, become more than they currently are, it's not good for them. And then other men called and said, please, I wouldn't mind if my woman is doing more than I am doing currently. I wouldn't mind if my woman aspires to be like Okonjo-Iweala. I wouldn't mind if my woman aspires to be like the president of a certain country. So these are just, what would I call them? Speculations or assumptions. It may not be the real reason. So let's not, you know, try to make it the real reason.
Yeah, it may not be the right reason. But when most women become successful, it becomes a threat to the husband. That is why so many men are going and guiding against that. For me, I would even want my wife to be 100 times successful. But nevertheless, we have gotten children. So what is that thing that she will be that I will not be?
Hmm.
So I think, yes, for me, the men should be able to give their women, their wives, free hands.
All right,
give them free hands. Don't
okay.
take them. Mm. Allow them to go whichever length they want to go.
They want to
but
go.
They should be able to be submissive at
okay.
home. Thank
all
you.
Right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Divorce is all about choice. I have been planning to divorce my wife since. But the phone we had last night, I'm having a rethink. My sister, couples should try and use their ninth well, divine. I think I want to read that message again. Divorce is all about choice. I have been planning to divorce my wife since. But the fun we had last night, I'm having a rethink. My sister, couples should try and use their ninth well. Thank you, sir. Very good advice you have given. Very, very good advice. Amechi Chinyere says, divorce is not the easy way out on cases of infidelity, domestic violence, wrong foundations, deceit, and unrealistic expectations. Maybe yes, because they feel they can always get another good man or woman outside. Nobody is ready to work on their marriage. John, and Wally Mobo says, sometimes it helps to avoid going to prison or murder. Yeah, I've heard someone say something like that, that if I continue with this person, one day I will just strangle, say, Imba, I don't want to go to jail because of someone else. Just carry your wahala and be going. Good afternoon. I don't think divorce should be the best option. There is no marriage that is perfect. If it will work, understanding and ability to reason together in a right way, both men and women should be. And again, maturity at its peak can make marriage stand the test of time. We agree to disagree, and I'll agree to disagree. Emmanuel, send that in. Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation. I read the last message. We go on a commercial break. We come back. It will be time for trending stories. And then we will be back after that for the giveaway of 30,000 Naira shopping voucher. I know some of you like the sound of that. Men and women who fall out of marriage have now become fairly used. True or false? Huh? Men and women who fall out of marriage have now become fairly used. I can't answer that question. I'm sorry. Fairly used what? I thought it's only goods that have fairly used, not human beings. Thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation.